back, my Swedish friends.
Why did I think music was going to be playing?
How we doing today, Michelle? Because usually music plays, but today it is not one of those episodes. We don't have a song right now.
Oh, I was thinking about intro music. That's where I went. Yeah. I'm like, where's our intro music? And I'm just like getting ready to start dancing because I'm used to like I do my countdown and then I dance.
No intro today. We're switching it up. This is, of course, one of our wrapped up like a douche episodes where we bring you what we've wrapped up from season three. We wanted to thank you, first of all, for listening and hanging in there with us, because I know we cover a lot and do a lot and say a lot, and it can get a little crazy.
Do we really say a lot?
Oh my goodness. Sometimes, Michelle, you just make shit up, and I'm like, why are you doing this again? What did you hear? That's not even a word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I love it. I love it.
I think I made some other words, too.
Oh, man.
On our break.
I don't know how many. But yeah, so thank you for listening, and we're going to talk about some of those songs that we liked. Like, we started off season three with Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. Fun song, of course. Learned a lot about Queen. Was really great. So much I didn't know about that song.
And watching the movie, too.
The movie was great. Yes, I will say I really did like that. I liked the Yellow Ledbetter when we did Pearl Jam. That song, for some reason, just cracks me up because I don't understand half of the most of Pearl Jam songs. So
That's always like our backup plan.
Tickled me a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, Space Hog, that was a fun one.
I liked that one. That was very like nostalgic.
It was. It really...
Some of these that we have, like that and a Fade Into You.
Yes.
Oh. I was just like, oh, I'm loving the 90s right now.
Oh, also, I loved the Old Town Road by Lil Nas.
Mm-hmm.
Was
and great. Then the Nine Inch Nails.
I did not know Trent Reznor had a hand in that song, so that was super cool to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And just other fun things that you did not hear and what you thought you heard with that one was hilarious. I liked
Crossroads because we figured out our Bone Thug names.
Bone, 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 bone. No, I never did figure out mine. Oh. I want to figure out mine.
I don't remember mine. I forgot. I think mine was like Funny Bone.
No idea. I remember we talked about it, but I can't. I mean, that's been
something
eons
with
little. Ago.
Yeah.
I love that we finished it up with the Doobie Brothers. What a fool believes.
Which Doobie you be? I've been watching What's Happening.
I don't know which Doobie Oobie I be, but you know.
Oh, that episode, that show is on Tubi. So which Doobie Oobie is on Tubi?
Nice. Oh. Check it out, you all.
Mm-hmm. It's free, and they have the Facts of Life, too.
We did some other fun ones. We did Rock the Casbah by The Clash, which was fun.
Or, you know, that song that I always say, you know that song by The Clash is like
Rock the something. Rock.
Because I call it the cash ball.
The cash ball.
Yeah, like rock the cash ball, rock.
Yeah, that was great. We did some Elton John, Tiny Dancer, or Hold Me Close, Tony Danza, you know, whatever you hear. Even threw in some Positions from Ariana Grande, not my favorite, but it was fun to do because her singing style is just atrocious to me. I'm not gonna lie,
but I love the way she dresses though. It's very classic.
She does that breathy and I'm
and
not
her
fit,
like her appearance is like fun. Like ageless too. It's like timeless and classic, very elegant.
Yeah, I'm not hating her. I'm just saying this was just a thing. You know, we did some that kind of out of my realm, I guess, more but it was fun. We had a really good season. Again, thank you for listening, and thank you for following along with us this far in this crazy episode, or wrapped up episode. What else? I keep saying so fucking much, and I'm sorry.
Sorry. You got to do it Canadian, dude.
Sorry.
Sorry. What's that about?
I know.
Did you watch Degrassi yet?
No, I haven't. No, I need it. That's on my list.
You gotta see Drake before Drake. Back when Drake was Jimmy. Good old Jimmy.
That's scary.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
Oh, if you haven't noticed on our Facebook and Instagram and all that, we have a new logo. Woohoo!
Yay!
It's a little fun. sound different. Also, something that's going to be changing is our format. We release episodes every 2 weeks, but we're going to go to every 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you all a listening time, a little bit more listening time, that is, in between episodes, and give us a little more time to get ready for the next one, and so that you can get ready for the next one. We want to try to get that next song to you so you can listen to it before you hear that episode, so that you can maybe go along with it and be like, yeah, I just listened to that. So what did they hear? Because I just screwed it up too. Anywho, so it'll be every 3 weeks. We're going to push it out a week longer. Oh, and so yes, when tell them when season 4 is going to drop, Michelle.
Season 4 is going to drop on August 4th. We got a lot of 4s.
Season 4, 8-4, coming at you. Woohoo!
Yeah, like there's a 4-4.
Yes.
If you sing it really fast, you get Bonanza.
We're still going to be dropping on Fridays. August 4th will be season 4. So be watching for that. I do know.
I didn't know August 4th was on a Friday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anywho, so Kyrie by Mr. will be our first song. We're going to just throw that out there so that you know that, and that you can be ready to listen to season 4 on 8-4. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.